Queer.
And it's 9:30 and we're in the studio with Shy Lewis. Hello, darling.
Hey, g'day, guys. How are you going? It's been such a long time since I've seen you.
And I picked you up and you were like heavier than you were last time I picked you up.
I think since seeing you, I'm actually another 10 kilos heavier.
Man, then how good are my muscles? Because I still get to pick you up. Well, 75 press. There you go. It was not a press.
Impressive,
it was a lift.
But about time you should start putting that to you, so
shut up.
Lisa would be agreeing with me right now.
Lisa would be, because she's been very good at working out herself, actually, so I'm very proud of her.
Yes, I have been Facebook stalking Lisa, and she's been doing very, very well. But we're here tonight to talk about some triceps.
Ooh, I've got three of those at the moment myself, I think.
And the triceps for everyone at home is the back of your arms, basically. So, and why I want to bring this up is because everyone tends to neglect these a little bit especially for the guys. I don't know about the girls. Girls like the long muscles, but the guys really like the biceps and the short muscles. So they tend to focus on the biceps. But the triceps make up 2/3 of your arms. So if the guys concentrate on that for a little bit, then their arms are going to be huge. So it's important to add triceps to your workouts too, boys, and for girls too, of course too.
So
that's why we should do some triceps. Just so you know what parts there are, actually they call it the triceps because obviously there's three parts to it. And the three major heads is, and I'm glad you didn't laugh during that.
Yeah.
That went right over your head.
Point of me, of all people.
But I was just keeping my mouth closed. But since you brought it up twice.
I was like, I can't believe I'm talking and no one's interrupting. It's like I'm like the teacher.
It's like Blair's not
I'm here and everyone knows when I'm here. I'd like to hear what you've got to say because it makes a difference to people's lives.
Blush, I'll stop.
Oh, we're talking
about the three muscle heads to the triceps, and that's the triceps brachii-medius, the triceps brachii-lateral, and the triceps brachii-longus as well too. So they're the three muscles that make up the triceps.
Why brachii-longus and no brachii-shortus?
Well, just don't ask those silly questions.
It would be easier to remember.
What do you talk?
If that were a training session, he'd probably snap saying that. But because we have witnesses, he won't do it.
The exercises that we're talking about when we do tricep extensions are things like the tricep cable push down. Mm. We could do dips. We can do skull crushes when you have
the
barbell above your head and you almost skull crush your head when you're...
Yeah, either that way. Or you can. I remember doing it once with like one single dumbbell and lying backwards and letting it go below past your head.
Yeah, that's it. Below past your headline. That's it. Beautiful. But the whole time, we always remember, guys, that the technique is very important
too. Of course.
So always make sure that whenever you do any upper body stuff, your chest is up, your shoulders are down and back, even if you're lying down.
Mm. I've got no chance. My chest is never up.
Your chest is always up, sweetheart.
Your
chest chokes you whenever you lie down. That's how up it is.
It could lead a parade.
Your shoulders are set down and back and your abs are nice and tight.
Yes.
So.
I'm still working on getting those abs nice and tight. They are, actually. They're just underneath everything else that's
there,
I guess. So.
They're there.
You never lose them. You just bury them with layers.
That's right. So you got... Yeah, so that's triceps. Let's segue out of that. That's triceps. That's triceps. Do you know what? I've been doing this show for 3 years now, and I'm talking about all this stuff, but you guys, I would love to know your exercise diaries from the whole time that I've been doing this show and how much you've been looking after your own health, including you guys as well, because I hardly see you, my darling. So
I know I've just like disappeared off the face of the earth lately.
Yeah,
which is kind of weird considering I'm I'm not noticeable, really, when you think about it. So,
and so all this stuff that I was saying to you for the last 3 years or for a couple of years for you guys, I wonder how much you guys have actually taken on board.
Well, actually,
yeah. Just saying.
Before I did actually come to the show, I did actually work out quite a lot. I worked maybe 4 or 5 times a week. I got down to 90 kilos.
Great.
Yeah, but I'm at my head.
I did the same thing. We should challenge each other to do this again.
I need someone to hold me accountable because my discipline is what...
He will hold you in the weirdest positions, I tell you.
Don't tell Sam that because we'll be training him for life if you're willing.
He'll hold you in some really interesting positions.
No, for the longest time, I always kept saying it was my motivation that was out of whack, but it's not. It's discipline.
That's true. And keeping it interesting probably for you too is probably a big key factor too. Just before I go, guys, I just want to talk about...
Talk about your other really fun news.
Jan Thwaites from Quack would kill me if I didn't mention Balls Out Bingo tomorrow night and Friday night.
Down at the Gold Coast, yes?
Yeah, the one on Thursday night.
They're getting their balls out everywhere this week.
It's going to be one of the Sunshine Coast.
And Friday night's at Sporties. And we're doing an extra big prize draw this Thursday and Friday. We're actually giving away a tandem skydive from Rambler's skydiving place at Tugulawa. I forgot what the name was then.
Did you get them in on this? Because this sounds like something completely up your alley.
I donated the prize for them. So.
Oh, very nice.
Hopefully, the more you play bingo, the more chances you win the prize. So get
My
your bums
daughter
to...
is just hanging to turn 18 next year so she can come along. She wants to win prizes like that. She wants to go skydiving. She's desperate to do it.
It's pretty wicked. So come along. The chances are Friday at Sporties will be pretty...
It might have been booked out by now.
Well, come along anyway. We're going to put in more seats.
Including
at Escape as well. So come to Escape and get your chances in to win that prize of a tandem skydive.
Now, talking about things that we do here at Queer Radio, we have our weekly query. And this week, our query is, how can we empower our communities stand tall this Idaho?
Well, I was listening to you before. I have a tendency to always... say stuff when the conversation goes a little bit skew-iff too. So if someone says to me something that I don't particularly wash with regards to any sort of sexuality or fluidity of sexuality or whatever, I'm the first one to say that has to stop.
Yeah, I had a friend online and their mates just went, oh, that's so gay. And I just went, why? Explain. You know, and they're like, what? And when you put them in their place and they've got to explain why they made that comment, they're like, oh, I didn't mean that. I'm like, well, why did you say it?
I
just came back with, that's so heterosexual. And they just went, what? And I'm like, well, you don't say things like that. Don't jump down my throat.
I was at a dentist a few weeks ago, and the dentist that was doing all the stuff for me, he turned around to me and said, and with complete disregard, he was like, yeah, we get plenty of you guys here on the weekends or just before the weekends start. I was like, what sort of guys? Dancers? And he just sort of giggled and laughed and goes, no, you know, you party boys. And I was like, yeah, I know exactly what you mean, but no.
I would have said, super sexy guys with big, strong muscles who could punch you really hard if you said something like that
again. Personal trainers.
Right, that's right.
Trainers with awesome...
That's right.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly what you should say.
All right, guys, thank you very much for another lovely fortnight, and I'll see you guys in a fortnight.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Thank
you want to go? You can go. We won't even talk for another 2 minutes.
I've literally had my eye operation.
We still have 2 minutes, Shai.
Operation a couple of weeks ago, so they actually had to take out the full lens from behind the eye.
Oh yes,
And they put a brand new lens in. They took out a whole bunch of cataracts from behind my right eye as well, and they've also stemmed my pupil leaks like a cat's eye, and they've stemmed it so I can actually start retracting now as well too.
Oh wow!
So they've done a fair bit on that. So it's still recovering and it's still a little bit swollen and sore.
Well, it's really interesting. Lorsa actually has problems with her eyes, and the easy way to explain it is that instead of being round like a soccer ball, they grow to like a point. Like the end of a football.
And
they won't do anything until she goes blind. Then they'll fix it. I'm just like, why not fix it before she's blind so she doesn't have to like go through all the issues of losing work and everything else?
Well, now I've got the added thing of going through uveitis, which is quite severe, and that can actually make you go blind too. So we've got to be careful about that and the recovery and make sure that I don't overwork and stuff. So, but all good. I'll be seeing you guys in a fortnight.
The great bit is if he goes blind, he's still going to be able to count to four, which is 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, his hands anymore if that happens.
Let's hope that not happens. Anyway, thank you so much, Shai. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Beautiful.